to Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right, another one in the books for the good guys. Royals win 2-1 behind some outstanding pitching, some superior defense, and the best darn player on the freaking planet, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. The text line is there as well. Let's share your thoughts on this one. The Royals get above 500 for the first time in 2025. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. Bobby Witt Jr. just makes, if you're competing against Bobby Witt Jr., if you're the opposition, Bobby just makes you act different. Bobby just makes you act out of the ordinary because of his extraordinary talent. Now, look at this performance tonight. Look, we'll get to Cole Reagans. We got to talk. Hey, let's head inside that clubhouse right now, that victorious Royals clubhouse, and talk to one of the arms to come out of the bullpen today and step up in a big way, the electric factory that is John Schreiber. Picks up his first win of the season and nice enough to dial us up after this, a 2-1 Royals victory. John, thank you very much. How does it feel on a night where Carlos Estevez, Lucas Urseg, Hunter Harvey are likely all unavailable? You get the job done in the eighth, and then you step up and you come back out for the ninth. How good did that feel tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. Having those guys in the back end, they've been incredible, the start of the season. So, everybody down there has been itching to get out there, especially me. I was excited to get out there. Haven't thrown in a few days. So it was awesome to be able to, step up and, contribute. So.
Well, I thought that inning-ending 6-4-3 double play to get out of the jam in the eighth was tonight's play of the game, allowing that game to remain tied up and set things up for Bobby there in the bottom half of the eighth inning. I was just talking about, Bob, as a reliever, as a pitcher, can you take us on the mound when you have someone on base with that type of speed? How tough is it to not allow someone like that to infiltrate your mind, to get in your head while you're out there trying to execute in the strike zone?
I mean, Bobby's been incredible. I mean, he's one of the best in the game, so he's just incredible to watch. Seeing what he's doing is just incredible, and being able to be on his team is, awesome. Don't want to be on the other side of it, that's for sure. So it's been amazing seeing what he can do and what he's been doing for quite a while now, so.
Well, speaking of incredible, the bullpen this season has been incredible. Today, three zeros between yourself, Zerpa, and Daniel Lynch. Can you take the fans out there? What are the conversations? Who's cutting it up? Who's the jokester? Take us out in the bullpen. Let the fans know what those conversations are like.
Yeah, I mean, we have most of the guys, coming back from last year, and this is the best chemistry I've had in the bullpen. And, I think, everybody just gets along so well. And, Esty's been incredible. And, it's just awesome. We joke around in the bullpen, and lock it in once it gets closer to us coming in. So, I mean, we try and keep it loose out there and have some fun, but also, like I said, lock in when it's for us to go out there and put up zeros. So.
What makes it the most cohesive group that you've been a part of? Just the most supportive, the most we get along the best? Expand on that, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, it's, everybody just gets along. We all support each other back there. We all think we can do whatever, go out there and do whatever job that needs to be done, whether it's the seventh, eighth, or ninth. And, it's just really fun out there. So definitely we have a lot of guys that have experience out there, you know, in high leverage situations. So having that is, you know, incredible. And like I said, experience and, you know, just everybody knows that they can do the job. So,
John, final thing for you. Tell me the backstory of the walk up, the warm up music, Black Sabbath, War Pigs. Man, there have been some great warm up songs here in Kauffman Stadium over the past decade and a half. But man, that gets me fired up every time.
Yeah, I mean, that War Pigs and Dead and Bloated by Stone Temple Pilots have kind of been, you know, the two songs that I've only used, you know, in pro ball, and, you know, decided to switch it up this year and go back to War Pigs. And, you know, that, you know, those two songs really pumped me up. So,
heck,
you know,
yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for when I'm going out there on the mound, coming out of the gates. So.
Well, it gives me energy, man. I hope I can reflect that energy back out there on the diamond. Great job tonight. Get back in the clubhouse. Enjoy this victory. We'll see you back out there tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. John Schreiber picking up the win.
So, yep.
Recording five outs tonight as the Royals pick up the win. 2-1 over Minnesota. They have now beat the Twins in six straight meetings. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Yeah, my apologies. Just talked with John Schreiber. Didn't even bring up Cole Reagans. Got to give some love to Cole. Six innings of one-run baseball, 11 punch-outs, and he didn't walk a batter, ladies and gentlemen. It's the seventh game in Royals history in which a pitcher recorded at least 11 punchies and didn't issue a single walk. There's a long history of some quality starting pitchers in this organization dating back to 1969. It's only the seventh time someone's done what Cole Reagans did tonight. Man, just an outstanding effort on the mound. Defensively, you saw the superior defense, obviously. Three errors for the Twins, and I've made no bones about it. This division is going to be decided by pitching and defense. It normally is. Royals pitching, Royals defense, and again, the best darn player on the planet took this game over. I can make a case. Of those three errors, you know, two of them are directly tied to Bobby Witt Jr. He just makes you anxious. He gets you frazzled if you're a defender and you know he's on the bases, because one slip, and it's not an extra 90 feet that you're giving up. It's an extra 180 feet, 270 feet. It's, well, tonight, the game that you're giving up. Natalie was in the building. Natalie was one of the more than 13,000 to show up tonight. Natalie, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. You're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I was at Kauffman tonight. It was my first game at Kauffman this season. Dollar Dog Night. What better way to start as my first game this season? I was at a spring training game back in Arizona earlier this season, but honestly, nothing competes with being in Kauffman. It was so much fun, and just seeing how excited everybody is. You know, it wasn't a completely full house tonight, obviously, being a Tuesday night, being a little bit chilly, but I mean, everybody was so excited, especially when Pasquantino, you know, he was out batting and bases loaded, and everybody was just on their feet, so excited. I think
awesome.
It's honestly a really great sign for a great season, and I'm really excited for what's more to come.
Oh, it's a great phone call. Way to get us started, Natalie. Yeah, that was a great moment. Bottom of the fifth inning, game knotted up at a run apiece, bases juiced, two outs, Vinny Pasquantino at the plate, and the undeniable one is not denied. A 10-pitch battle ends with him belting one to deep right field. Unfortunately, not deep enough. But Vinny would get another opportunity. And he would fall behind in the count 0-2. But we don't call him the undeniable one because, well, it does have to do with the fact that he's just so great behind the microphone. But he's undeniable at the dish as well. You're not getting him. He's making contact. Refuse to lose. Refuse to punch out. Vinny comes through and now leads the team with 10 RBI. Picks up the game winner tonight, Clayton Bobby Witt Jr. Royals win 2-1. Above 500 for the first time this season. Winners of three straight and four of the last five. Let's go to Cooper out in Lawrence. Cooper, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was also at the game tonight with four of my buddies. I just want to shout out Dollar Hot Dog Night. That was electric. My buddy Cole Reagan's enjoyer downed 11 hot dogs for all 11 strikeouts, Cole Reagan.
Wow, no way. Like an individual had 11 dogs?
Correct.
Or a group of people.
I encourage you to look up Cole Reagan's enjoyer on Twitter after this and check out the timeline. It is awesome.
No, I don't really care about Twitter. But if one person had 11 hot dogs, yeah, no, and I don't want pictures to go along with someone eating 11 hot dogs. But it's impressive. I respect it. I do not need to see it, though. Cooper, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, shout out Dollar Dog Night. Pretty sure they had Dollar Dog Night in 2019, though. They had Dollar Dog Night in 2022. How about we get back to the victory? Let's go to Noah in Kansas City. Noah, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, pal.
Hi, Josh. I was just wanted to say that I was really proud of Cole Reagan's today with another quality start. And I was really impressed with Bobby Witt Jr. taking advantage of the Twins' defense. And thanks for the bobblehead.
Yeah, no problem, Noah. Thanks for swinging by. Nice to see you. Can't wait to see you get back out there on the diamond. Noah had a little setback, little wrist injury. He's going to be all right. You know, you go and learn about what Seth Lugo has overcome, what your boy Cole Reagan's has been through in his career. Noah, you're going to be just fine, pal. But yes, you should love on Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagan's. Reagan's now through three starts. Top five in Major League Baseball once again with 24 strikeouts. Only four walks to go with those 24 punch-outs. Pitching, defense, and the best darn player on the planet. Now, Michael Massey with a great defensive play in Cole Reagan's final frame. Helping him get that second out, a rocket off of the bat of Trevor Larnach. Great play by Michael Massey. Nice night all around. Twins don't look like world beaters right now. They might at some point this season. Maybe they get Royce Lewis back. And you know what? Let's not bury them too soon. You got Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober coming up over the next two games. Royals counter with, not too shabby, Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha. Tomorrow's a 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30 with your chance to win Royals tickets. So make sure you're listening tomorrow, 5:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan. All right, we go to Larry in Kansas City. Larry, you're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, pal?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. What do you think of this
one? Thank you for taking my call. Oh, it's a great game. But I had two questions for you. When I was coming up, which was many decades ago, I never heard the terms cutter and sweeper. Heard of curveballs and sliders, but I never heard of cutters and sweepers. So I was wondering if you could explain to me what those are. And then I had a second question. Is Alec Marsh still with your organization?
Yeah, he has a shoulder soreness that slowed his spring training, and he had a minor setback during this homestand. So he is not throwing at least for another week. Hopefully he could join the club before the All-Star break.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Larry, thanks for the phone call.
What about cutters and sweepers? What are they?
Yeah. Cutters, a cut fastball instead of, you know, the four-seam, the two-seam instead of the four-seamer going straight. And again, I'm an idiot on the radio, certainly not a professional pitcher. Wade Davis threw a great cutter. Mariano Rivera threw the greatest cutter. It just moves away from right-handers, in on lefties, just a tick, just moves off the bat. And then as far as a sweeper, it's just a bigger slider. Instead of a tight little slider, it's one that goes from the outside part of the plate and crosses the entire thing.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's right. I mean, that's what I believe them to be, but should ask John Schreiber, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
Thanks for the phone call, Larry.
Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. Let's go to, is it Foz in Overland Park? Foz, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Great game tonight. Was out there. Yep. Nice weather. Beautiful thing. Couple things. One, when it comes to Bobby Witt, one thing about it, you know, I grew up in the 80s with George Brett and everything. Everybody always had to say, he always hustled, you know. He always playing hard. He always... And that's what Bobby Witt is. I mean, when you see him, you know, take off, it's just unbelievable. And obviously the pitching is what it is, but getting tired of callers, I figured somebody would call and complain about Renfro taking the wrong path to that last fly ball or something. You know what I mean?
So, just give it time, Foss.
I love the guy. I think he's going to be fine. So when I call in, you're going to hear me say, every time he does something good, somebody better acknowledge it. But I appreciate you, Vern. God bless you. Have a great night.
Hey, right back at you, Foss. Yeah, it was a nice night. A nice night. Honestly, Foss, that's where I thought Larry was going, our previous caller. I thought he was going down a negative road. No reason to be negative, ladies and gentlemen. Especially if you remember those summers of 2019, 2023, if you remember 2 years ago. To be 6-5 and super confident in your team. To openly say the Royals have the best player on the planet. And it's not me being a homer. It's not you being a homer. It's not really being fought against, that statement. And so long as Shohei's not on the mound, nobody beats Bobby. Career extra base hit number 220 tonight. That one-out double in the fourth, a 106-mile-per-hour rocket to the right center field gap. Yeah, Bobby's already top 25 in franchise history in extra base hits. He's just 9 shy of Mark Tian. Shout out Mark Tian. My game notes after this 2-1 Royals victory. Game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. And thanks again to John Schreiber for dialing us up. Yeah, if you were in the building, right, isn't there? Even if you're not a Black Sabbath fan. War Pigs makes you want to go out there and fight alongside John Schreiber, doesn't it? Man, I thought that inning-ending 6-4-3 double play was, without question, tonight's MVP play of the game. Again, it's first and second, tie game, top of the eighth inning. First and second, only one out. And the best bat on this Twins team is at the dish. You know, Carlos Correa, one of the finest players of the past decade in Major League Baseball. Right? Yeah, decade. I think that's right. And he falls behind 2-1, but executes the pitch right to Bobby, right to Massey, over to Vinny. 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. The MVP play of the game presented by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running officially with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. John Schreiber holds the game at 1-1, setting things up for the bottom of the eighth and Bobby and Vinny's heroics. Let's go back to the phone calls. Double J was in the building tonight. Double J, what'd you think of that one?
Boone, what a game. I want to just say something. So last night,
I hope so,
was the second win of, and tonight, after winning tonight, that's 3 in a row, Kansas City. That's called a winning streak, baby. Let's go. Right. How about Riggins? 11 Ooh. Ks, baby.
Wow.
And yes, Bobby Witt is the best player on the planet. Insane. What a game. What an atmosphere. And I just want to say, too, real quick, that, like, going to the game tonight, like, you just feel a vibe that you haven't felt since 14-15. Ooh. I mean, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
You should. You should. How can you not love it, Double J? Thanks for the phone call. It's a winning baseball team that every day you show up to the ballpark and you believe we have the better starting pitcher. I know we have the better player. We have a really good chance of winning. I mean, you might even start saying, hey, we have the better defense. We're the better base running team. We have the better back end of the bullpen. You might say those things. I'm not saying them just yet. We're 11 games in. What I do feel comfortable saying is nobody's better than Bobby. Vinny's undeniable. And I like a ticked off Cole Reagans. I like the 97 blowing it by Byron Buxton and then just storming off the mound. Reagans, only the second lefty in franchise history to record double-digit strikeouts in consecutive appearances. Punched out 10 in Milwaukee, 11 tonight against the Twinkies. We'll take our first quick timeout. We get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
59th pitch, the 2-2 again. Knuckle curve low. Correa tried to check his swing. He couldn't. Strike three. And Cole Reagans has 8 strikeouts through 4 scoreless innings. He has now retired 9 consecutive batters in all but one that he's faced tonight. Pure dominance from Reagans early on.
And it would only continue. 6 innings of one-run baseball from Reagans. He does not walk a batter, and he punches out 11, one shy of his career high. Does not factor in the decision as that 1-1 game went until the 8th inning. Bobby Witt Jr. scoring the game-winning run. John Schreiber walking away with the victory. Schreiber was nice enough to dial into the postgame show afterward. If you ever miss the postgame show, make sure you find the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app. Raj in the Ozarks, great interview with Schreiber. You could hear the adrenaline still pumping in his voice. Yeah, that dude's an electric factory out there. Oh, this big 6-4-3 inning-ending double play, and he comes off the mound hollering. Shout out Daniel Lynch. He picks up his first save of the season, his second career save, and extends baseball's longest scoreless streak to now 27 consecutive scoreless frames for the big lefty, the third longest scoreless streak by a Royals reliever in franchise history. Royals win 2-1. They're now 6-5 on the season, winners of 3 straight for the first time in 2025. All right, let's go to Noah, who is in the building tonight. Noah, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Man, I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a game. I'm here with my buddy Elijah. We drove up about 3 hours to go watch the game today, and it was cold, but it was worth it. We had a ton of fun. You were saying how you might say, we know we've got the better pitcher. You know, you could almost even say we've got the better defense. But my buddy Elijah and I were just talking, and I really think we might have the best defensive infield in baseball right now. It just looks amazing out there.
Especially when Michael, like he was tonight, is at third base. Yeah, it's hard to argue. No question about it.
Man, Michael is our guy. He has been on fire this season. We were rooting for him all last season. He had a good season, but, man, he looks great this season.
No doubt. No doubt. Thanks for the phone call, Noah. Glad you had a good time. Safe travels back. And tell Elijah I said hi. Royals win 2-1. We go to Tyler in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Tyler, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Fern, for taking my call. You kind of hit on it earlier, but just the confidence the team built last year, kind of going into this year, it's really nice to know that we have a legitimate shot of winning every single night. And so it's been fun to be a part of this run, and let's continue this run that we're going and have a good season.
To have that feeling, thank you, Tyler. Thanks for the phone call. To have that feeling of showing up to the ballpark always thinking your team has a chance to win. Now, obviously, you've enjoyed that across the parking lot for some time, knowing that 15's in uniform. A single player doesn't do that in Major League Baseball. You know, Mike Trout, when on the field, was anything but a guaranteed victory for the Angels. But I will say, man, it really doesn't matter how far behind the Royals get. I just look at the scorebook and say, all right, how many more at-bats does Bobby have? Can you get it? Can you get the lineup back to Bob one more time with some men on base? He just makes people frantic. Just makes you lose your head for a second. Now, even after that one-out double in the fourth, right? Scoreless game, Bobby's on second with one out. Vinny's at the plate. Vinny just rolls one over towards the second baseman. I mean, it's a routine ground ball. I think it's like 92 miles per hour off of the bat. So it's hit well, but it's not scorched. The second baseman, whose name I swear is right out of 1930s baseball. Gasper? What's Gasper's first name? Wally or something? Willie Gasper? Wee Willie Gasper? Whatever. Man, he's setting up. It's an easy ground ball, and he doesn't need to worry about Bobby. But Bobby's, of course, scorching towards third base, cruising. I have no proof of this, but I think the speed of Bobby, because Vinny's not burning it down the line. There's no reason for the Twins second baseman to rush that throw, to overthink that throw, unless as he's watching the grounder come in, he sees Bobby and that perfect baseball body charging towards third base. And you know, if I slip here, he's scoring. Now, he didn't score on the errant throw, but first and third with one out. Well, all Salvi needs to do is make contact and not get doubled up. Salvi made hard contact, forcing the Twins' third baseman to make a very nice stab, but an awkward throw, and he's unable to start a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. Just getting the lead runner, Bobby comes down from third to score the first run, and the Royals get out in front there in the fourth, 1-0. It was a short-lived lead. Twins would tie it up in the top of the fifth, leading to the big moments in the eighth. Schreiber in the top half, Bobby and Vinny in the bottom half. Royals win 2-1. We go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Josh, who's up in Cedar Rapids. Josh, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? Happy baseball season. I haven't talked to you this year yet.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
Hey, a couple things. One, three letters for you, BWJ or MVP, whichever one you want to go with.
Yep.
But you talked about having Patrick Mahomes. There's never been a player that makes you feel like Bobby does besides Patrick. I mean, it's unreal. I wasn't around when George was around, but I've heard some stories that he's like that. But, man, yeah. It's unreal. If he's not hitting home runs, he's making you pay what should have been a one-base error, turns into a two-base error, and turns into a game-winning run. It's crazy. But I had two questions for you. One, did you see anything weird with Vinny tonight? He was swinging at pitches like a foot inside and just early on everything. And so I was wondering if you saw anything. And then two, I know the bullpen was locked down, but and they finally brought Lynch in, but any reason they didn't bring Lynch in to face, I think they pinch hit Walner in the ninth. I wonder why they didn't throw Lynch there.
Well, it was scheduled to be Jose Miranda, a right-hander. So if you would have thrown Lynch out there, it would have been lefty-righty. So they would rather have Schreiber face the lefty and Walner than Lynch face the righty and Miranda. That would be my assumption with how Q went about it.
I got you. Yeah, the bullpen, with not having the big three, it feels so good to still have a chance when the game's close and Reagan's was locked down. But thanks for taking the call, Vern.
Yeah, thanks for placing it. Reagan's, by the way, has been locked down since he became a Royal. He's made 47 starts in Royal Blue. ERA in the twos, 2.99. A strikeout per nine of an even 11. That's eye-popping stuff right there. 336 strikeouts in 274 innings. Tonight, Reagans puts together his seventh career double-digit punch-out game. Royals win. They've won 4 of 5, and they're above 500 for the first time this season. No doubt about it, Bobby Witt Jr. is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Got an immense amount of respect for what Cole Reagans did. 6 innings of one-run baseball, no walks, 11 punchies. It's crazy to give the player of the game to anybody else. But that's how special Bobby's performance was, in my opinion. Clean defense. Offensively, he smokes a double, leads to the first run, and then his speed leads to the game-winning run. Well, speed leads to a couple of errors, and then the game-winning run. It's just thoroughly impressive. So the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game is indeed Bobby Witt Jr., and for being named the Player of the Game, he will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. He's actually already had the gourmet. He's already won a Player of the Game, so maybe we try that poultry pack. Maybe you take that home. Maybe you get that delivered to your home. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, the great Bobby Witt Jr. But listen, you know, to have that feeling of we always have a chance in baseball, that begins with starting pitching. Right? Willie Mays won one World Series. Mike Trout has never won a playoff game. Those are, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. never went to the World Series. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. You know, I mean, the greatest players of all time were not able to control their October fate. But the great pitching staffs find themselves in the World Series. And Royals starting pitching has now allowed one earned run or fewer in 7 of the first 11 games. Pitching, defense, team speed, we talked about that throughout last season. Those things remain true, but the bullpen looks stronger, and you still have the best player on the planet, which is always a good thing. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Before I get going on the Royals, I'd just like to say I'm glad to see that the idiots in Pittsburgh put back up the Roberto Clemente a mural back up. Way to go. Good job on that. So our boys in blue, first winning streak of the year, double J hit on that. But I've said this before and I'll say it again. Bobby is on a different train. He's on the blue streak. When the guy threw the ball past first, he's blazing around the bases and he's just standing on third and all you just see is a blue streak. And then Vinny, the undeniable burn, you hit it. Yeah, he hits the squibbler and Bobby's already halfway down. The blue streak's already halfway down the base pass. The guy couldn't make a play. And that's why the guy is the best baseball player in the sport and the position he plays. He can beat you with so many different ways. He's just badass, and it's nice to see. Keep up the great work, Bobby. And, Vern, I got to tip my cap to Cole Reagans, man. What a badass he is, man. He's a baller. He throws strikes, and he just got the intensity. I love it. The bullpen came in, did their job again. Good job to see the deep bullpen. Zerpa, nice job. He's been struggling. Only gave up that one hit. Good job by him. Good job by all of them. But Schreiber, 5 outs. Way to go. Tomorrow, we can win the series. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
We go to Chris in Lee Summit. You're on the post-game show as the Royals win 2-1. Chris, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Vern, just want to give a shout-out. My uncle and I are huge fans of you. We think the Royals have one of the best broadcast teams in America. First-time caller here. I just want to say I took my lovely fiance out to the game tonight, was able to score some awesome seats, row 3 behind the Twins dugout. And, guys, something that CDOT says that always sticks with me, we are so blessed to have an MLB team here in Kansas City. So, guys, if you can get out, get cheap seats, there's cheap tickets. We had a freaking blast tonight. Reagans was dealing. Bobby freaking Witt Jr. I love our freaking Royals team, guys. We are so blessed in Kansas City, 15-7. Go freaking Royals, baby.
Great phone call. Chris and Lee Summit checking in. My man, don't be a stranger moving forward. We'll take our final quick timeout. We get right back to the phone calls if they're going to be that good. We'll get right back to them after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
A look towards second. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Reagan's got him with a breaking ball. A beautiful slider to end the top of the sixth. 11 strikeouts for Cole Reagan's across six innings of one-run ball. A quality start with swing and miss dominance all over it. Cole Reagan's exits to the first base dugout and preserves a 1-1 game.
That's three straight quality starts for Royals rotation. Four of the last five quality outings for the boys in blue, and now they hand the ball to the runner-up for last year's American League Cy Young Award. Boy, is that ever a good feeling. Seth Lugo on the bump coming up tomorrow. Text line is open for you. Phone lines as well. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Text line number as well. 913-586-7965. Cole Reagan's wasn't the only lefty in the Royals organization to deal tonight. 25-year-old southpaw Noah Cameron, the St. Joseph product. Likely the first starting pitcher called upon, if needed, down in Omaha. Cameron tonight, six shutout innings, allows two hits, one walk, five punchouts. Impressive for Noah Cameron. Listen, Chris Bubich has been doing it for 5 years. He debuted 5 years ago. But I think that's kind of the mold as far as can hit all four quadrants. He's not going to overpower you with velocity. Command, control, conviction. Yeah, really impressed with the person and the pitcher Noah Cameron is. Speaking of the minor leagues, Jack Caglione did it again tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The top prospect in the organization, 468 feet. His second 460-plus foot blast in a week. He's played four games at AA. He's 6-for-16, hitting .375 with 10 RBI, 5 walks, and 4 punchouts. Jack Caglione's second home run of the season leaves his bat at 111 miles per hour. Wow. Brian from Olathe writes in, giving some love to the bullpen. Love to see the arms in the bullpen step up in a tight game and the other arms at that. Yeah, no doubt. Angel Zerpa, as Big T pointed out, puts up a zero. Nice little confidence builder for Zerp. Just took it on myself to give him the nickname Zerp. Schreiber throws up a zero, wiggles out of a big jam in the eighth with that inning-ending double play, and then records the first two outs in the ninth, handing it off to Daniel Lynch, who picks up the save. Very nice night for the bullpen. Very nice night for the Royals. Pitching, defense, and again, the best darn player on the planet. Anthony in Blue Springs is wondering where the Cole Reagan's Aroldis Chapman trade ranks in Royals history. Well, I'm certainly not the best person to ask. I can find out, but just thinking about it, just off the top of my head, I know Cedric Telles made some really, really wise moves with some National League teams, right? Amos Otis. Hal McCray was, didn't start here. I don't think Big John Mayberry did either. But I don't know exactly what they gave up, so I can't speak to that. Thinking since the turn of the century, obviously the trading away Zach Greinke, bringing in Alcides Escobar and Lorenzo Cain. That directly led to a world title, so I'm going to give that a slight edge. Trade Will Myers for James Shields and Wade Davis. I think you got to give that also the edge because that led to a pennant and another world title. I would say it's top three or top five. It's behind the Wade Davis trade. It's behind the Lorenzo Cain trade. And I will plead ignorance on the 1970s trades. Amos Oda, you look at the numbers that Amos Oda's put up. I don't care who they gave up. He's already in the Royals Hall of Fame, and his offensive statistics are second only to George and Sweeney and Frank White's longevity. See, I'll say top five. It's a top five trade, but Cole Reagan's, knock on wood, isn't going anywhere anytime soon, so he can change that. Appreciate you listening, Anthony. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Look, great win for the Royals. You know, Cole Reagan's dealing as usual, as our usual ace. You know, it's good to see that Zerpa was back up, and he did good tonight. But I have a question. I'll listen off the air. Could Chris Bubich be a dark horse Cy Young candidate if he keeps this up throughout the season? I'll listen off air.
Well, certainly, yeah, if he keeps this up. 6 2/3 innings, one run in his most recent outing, 6 shutout frames prior to that. Yeah. Yeah, he spins together 32 quality starts. Gives up 16 runs. Yeah, he'll be it won't be a dark horse. He'll run away with that thing. But, to be serious, if Chris Bubich is going to win the American League Cy Young Award, what kind of numbers would he have to put up? Hey, it's possible. Why not? I'm not going to put it past him. He's certainly a dark horse, though, Garrett. And you might want to get in on that market right now if you're feeling froggy. And you might be able to retire on that. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number as well. Andy in Midtown, in the words of the immortal Hawk Harrelson, that was a gift game. The Twinkies gave the Royals that one. You can put it on the board, yes. Hawk Harrelson when I'm by myself, I can do it, but I respect the legend and the legacy too much to try and imitate Hawk Harrelson here on the radio. But yeah, your point, Andy's 100% right. The Twins' defense was brutal. And I heard the statistic again earlier today on MLB Network. So far here in 2025, the team that commits the fewest errors in that particular game goes on to win that game 70% of the time. No surprise. It's just not often when you tune into sports radio are they diving into the team's defense. We're normally crying about the one batter that isn't pitching or isn't hitting, whining about the one reliever that isn't commanding his pitches. Just like special teams in football, defense in baseball is a game changer and directly led to the loss tonight for the Twinkies. No doubt about it, Andy. Rally Mantis, I don't care about your Florida Gators. I care about Jack Caglione and Jonathan India. Sure, yeah. I still care about Brady Singer. But I don't care that your team won the national title. I really don't. Tony goes to a lot of games. He writes in on the text line, great win tonight, snatching a victory from the Twinkies, seizing on the opportunity, and I love watching Bobby run. Yeah. Okay, Tony. Tony writes, Vern, I can smell a sweep. Hey, that's not going to be easy. Joe Ryan, you got to pack Bailey Ober. Bailey Ober coming up in the finale. Pack a lunch for that dude, too. He's got some Chris Young Invisiball characteristics to him. Now, Waka Ober coming up on Thursday. Seth Lugo on the bump tomorrow. Let's go to Jay in Kansas City. Jay, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals double up the Twins again. This time, final score 2-1.
Vern, what up, my guy?
What's up, dude?
So let me tell you this. You are, I called you last year. You're a gem for Kansas City.
Thanks,
and
man.
Nice. It's hands down. You're very modest, but you're a gem for Kansas City, and you can't leave. You can't leave, no matter what.
No, nobody wants me. Don't worry about it.
No, everybody wants you, Vern. But you're you're one of the best of the best. I love your energy. Love your energy. Love what you bring. I love the other night when you got into that guy and you're like, don't ever call back again. The best ever. You don't take crap, and I love it, and it's to be respected. And we got to back our guys. And you know, everyone from the keyboards, from calling in, can say this, that, negative. But I love how you back it. Love how and you want facts. You're like, so who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Right.
It was one of my favorite things early on this year, and I'm sure we'll have many, many more. But what an exciting time. They're dealing right now, and it's fun to have Cags down in the minors when we don't need him up, like you said a million times.
No,
we don't need him up.
Yeah.
When he gets here, he gets here. But it's exciting times, man. Go Royals. Love you, Vern.
Love you too, man. Thank you very much for those kind words. Very nice of you to call up and say all of that. How neat is it? I can't remember. I mean, I guess Mondesi. I was going to say I can't remember a time when the Royals had a good team at the big league level and someone that talented waiting in the wings. And Will Myers was gone by the time that team got good. Yeah, I guess it would be Mondesi. You know, we were all waiting for him in 2015. We're still waiting for him a decade later. But, you know, shout out Edelberto. He was a nice young man, wasn't he? Eric in Independence. You're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. I just got up work driving home. They put me in the back of the shop tonight so I could listen to the game on the crystal clear 96.5 FM. So I was glad to be able to tune in, listen to the boys play some ball. Listen, earlier today, talking with my boss, who is a long, long time Chiefs season ticket holder guy, huge football guy, and I've got, you know, him around my finger with the Kansas City Royals. He loves talking about strategy. We spent about 10 minutes talking about that pitch clock violation last night, whose foot was lifted up where, calling for time, we don't know. And so I want to say, just as a, to not only resonate with the last caller, because there is so much excitement, but listen, Kansas City is a baseball town, all right? Yes, we've got them boys in the red across the way there, which is very exciting, but there is not only a lot to be excited for with the Royals organization and our triple and double A affiliates, but also with the history of the sport in Kansas City. So we have to shake off this, I don't know, this moniker that Kansas City is just about football, because our identity is connected to our baseball
legacy.
But
that's our country now, Eric. I mean, I'm with you, but the country is now a football country, you know?
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, the NFL cannot be stopped. And now, you know, they're reaching overseas and to other markets. But here, at least in KC, we should not be afraid to say, hey, go Chiefs, but also let's be proud of our boys in blue. Thanks, Vern. Appreciate it, bro.
No doubt. No doubt. And I think that sentiment is there. You know, Royals Nation is so big, right? It's more than just the Kansas City area. It's, you know, Western Kansas. It's throughout Iowa. It's down to Arkansas. It's in Nebraska. That's why the television ratings and the radio ratings for Royals baseball are so tremendous, because you guys stay dialed in, and so many of you make those 3-hour drives, the 5-hour drive to get out to Kauffman Stadium. But shoot, I know growing up we went to maybe one game a year, and it was only a 2-hour drive for us. It's not easy to get out to Kauffman Stadium. So, but Arrowhead's always packed, because every NFL stadium is always packed. most NFL stadiums are packed. But if you ask any Kansas City sports fan, what was the best time of your life as a sports fan? The answer, 92% of the time, is 2014. Right. Late September into October of 2014. There's never been anything like it, and I don't think there ever will be anything like it again. Not in Kansas City. The city hasn't been the same since. Right, you stick your chest out a little bit more. Hold your head a little bit higher. Nobody's wearing the KC logo, wearing the Royals hat in an ironic way anymore, trying to be funny or... No, you wear it with pride. Not only pride in your city, but pride in the organization and the future of it. Now, Super Bowl after Super Bowl, I'm yet to, and maybe it's because of my role, so I don't hear from people that would disagree, but I'm yet to encounter someone that says, yeah, the Super Bowl run, even the first one, right? Even getting that, 50-year monkey off your back, even the first one, I haven't heard anyone say, oh, that was more enjoyable. The city came together in a way that was even more impressive than 2014. No, you're right. Kansas City is a baseball town, especially when you bring up the history. No doubt about it. From the A's to the Monarchs, you're 100% right. But every city in America, for the most part, if you have an NFL team and a Major League Baseball team, you're viewed as a football city. Football town, maybe outside of Boston, right? Boston's probably the only one. Well, that's just how it goes. New York, I don't know if you... No. It's an interesting conversation. Certainly, Eric. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Burn. Going on. Yo, thanks for taking my call. Let me tell you, man, it's pretty awesome to have your favorite baseball team have the best player in the world on the team. And, it's kind of lucky, man, because here in Oklahoma City, we had the best basketball player in the whole entire world. So I got the better of both worlds there, man. And, one thing I want to say about Cole Reagans, man, 11 strikeouts. I think he's going to be right there in the end for the Cy Young Award. Honestly, I think the bullpen did their job. Daniel Lynch, Schreiber, and Serpe. And, finally, they're picking up. Everybody was kind of freaking out the first three games, man, but Bobby's getting it going.
Man, they'll freak out again. They're going to freak out again, Justin. You're ready for it. I'm ready for it.
So, but anyway, man, nice night, nice win. Coming down to see you next month. I'm going down to the Royals, the Red Sox game, so I can't wait to be nice. Down there. It's going to be a great Royals season.
Oh, man, that's a big series. I can't wait to see that. That Boston team, man, certainly their offense, now that they got Devers swinging it again, that's a dangerous lineup. Thanks for the phone call. Nice to hear from you as always, Justin. And, man, I played it earlier today on the On Deck Show. If you haven't read or listened to the Jaren Duran the reigning All-Star Game MVP, the electric factory outfielder for the Bo Sox. If you haven't heard him open up about his suicide attempt, it is... I'll be honest, it brought tears to my eyes. I watched it a few times today. If it doesn't impact you, boy, you need to seek help. Yeah, highly encourage you. Great documentary on Netflix. It's called The Clubhouse. It's on the Boston Red Sox, but some powerful stuff from the All-Star outfielder. Can't recommend. I'm not gonna play it. If you missed it earlier on the On Deck Show, seek it out yourself. But getting back to Cole Ragans, I see on the text line from the 316, Vern, how is Cole Ragans getting a no decision after a performance like that? Yeah, well, that's baseball. Lori and Austin, looking forward to the season, the hitting, the base running, the defense, check, check, check. These boys know ball, signed Lori and Austin. Yeah, the fundamentals, the things that will decide this American League Central. Again, the team with the lowest ERA has won the American League Central each of the past four seasons. I would venture to guess that the team with the lowest ERA will win this division again. The team with the best defense will win this division again. Detroit's looking good, but so are the Royals. And you'll get a chance to see Detroit coming up in a little over a week from now. Following the series with the Twins, you go to Cleveland for three. Apparently good news on Lane Thomas, one of the top four hitters in that Cleveland lineup. X-rays negative after he had to leave the game taking a fastball off the forearm. And then it's three in New York and then four in Motown against the Detroit Tigers. That is going to be fun. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, pal?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, great win by the Royals. Reagan's really mowing them down with 11 strikeouts, and Royals taking advantage of the Twins there. And yeah, you're right, Josh. Griffin Jacks just lollipop that ball to throw first base, and Bobby kept on going, you know. And let's keep it going, you know. Yeah, like I said, you know, the Royals made some great trades, you know. Amos Otis, you know what a player he was. Remember, he saved those kids from the Plaza flood in 77. And I remember those kids a few years ago called him back and saying they're all growing up, say how he tanked him, how he took him to his house, fed him and everything. So let's keep it going tomorrow. Take care, Josh.
Right, right back at you, Dan. Let's go to Todd in the 573. Todd, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals get above 500 for the first time this season.
So, yeah, it's great. So much fun to be a Royals fan. And, Josh, I am a new customer to the Guaranteed Foods. Thank you very much.
Heck yeah.
So I just want to say you should get a little bump or a bonus for promoting them. But
I'll just take some more of that tilapia. The tilapia that have is outstanding. That lemon-crusted tilapia. Yes, sir.
We had the salmon and the steaks. We had the salmon and the steaks. So, great. I'm a true blue customer. It's easy to order. You just go online, you order it, they deliver it, or you can go pick it. Whatever. It's really good. So the guy just before, I think Dan, he mentioned, I think he squeezed in something about Amos Otis.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Did you hear him say Amos Otis?
He was talking about the teams out in the 70s, yeah.
Right.
I brought up Amos Otis as well as one of the great trades in franchise history.
Yeah, from I think it was the Reds. Was it the Reds or the Red Sox?
I think it was the Mets.
Oh, it was the Mets. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna say you're right about that. So my dad, here's what I remember, Vern. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I remember my dad wearing cowboy boots. He was a Camel, no filter, non-filter smoker. And a Schlitz beer drinker. And I was about 10 or 12 years old, and a baseball player. He was my coach. And we raced from the parking lot up to the front gate at the Royals, you know, at the Royal Stadium. And he beat me by, you know, like a lot. An old guy in cowboy boots, a Camel smoker, Schlitz beer drinking guy, my dad. That's what I remember. And he was never an Amos Otis fan. He did not like Amos Otis, and Amos was my favorite player at that time. So that's what I remember. I just thought I'd share.
I appreciate it. Love hearing those stories. Yeah, Amos Otis traded by the Mets with Bob Johnson to the Royals for Joe Foy back in December of 1969. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's head out to Shawnee and talk with Tony. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Great night. Got to take my son and one of his friends who have never been to a Royals game before.
Wow, how cool.
And it was absolute fantastic to see them so excited as Bobby raced around the bases late in the game. And what it reminded me of is we don't need to have this false dichotomy about are we a baseball town or a football town. We can be both, and we can just really embrace the fact that we're so fortunate that our kids are living in this area, then that they get to see Super Bowls, that they get to see Bobby Witt Jr. And
as long as they know their history, as long as they understand how rare this is, I'm not. Yes, I don't feel good for them unless they understand how good it is. If
that's
they're unaware,
right.
then I'm angry at them, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what it's our duty to instruct them, in a sense that, hey, this is very rare.
Right.
And it's very fortunate that you're growing up in what you're getting to see. And this is awesome. So let's embrace it. And hey, great win tonight. Sometimes you got to scratch across the scratch across a tough win on a cold night with wind, the wind is going and everything like that. But the Royals got it done. Bobby, his wheels, just phenomenal. I don't have anything profound to say other than let's just keep it going, baby. Thanks, Vern.
No doubt. Hey, great phone call, Tony. I see Riley at Lotawana on the text line. Writes, Vern, you brought up 2023. We should be glad that Jack Caglione wasn't doing this then, or else it's all we would talk about on this show. So happy that we're back in contention. Feels so very good. Signed, Riley in Lotawana. You ain't lying about that. 2023, we'd be impatient. This is 2023. It's get Carlos Santana out of here and make way for, well, then we were saying Vinny Pasquantino, but to go along with this, we'd be saying get Jack Caglione to the show. Right, Cody would sing some goofy song on Cody and Gold. Although Pasquantino was and remains a banger. Actually, Cody had a lot of pretty good songs. Pasquantino was certainly the best of the bunch. But overall, yes, your point, Riley, is correct. Yeah, thank God that we're not, 11 games into the season. You knew it was over in 2023. Yeah, you knew it was over. I remember screaming. I was embarrassed the next day how angry I got at the team, at the coaching staff, at the way that they were talking, like three games into the season. It was so abundantly clear that the team was going to be putrid. Oh, man. Oh, let's stop. Yeah, let's not talk about that anymore. Thanks to Chris in Kansas City. I see you on the text line. People are worried about Dusty Likens and how he's going to handle the Jack Caglione home run. Yeah, 468 off of the bat of Cags. Well, give him time. Again, my thought when it comes to Caglione is you want him to be, when he does arrive, if he arrives this season, you want him to be viewed as a weapon and not a savior. But even opening day 2026, you want him viewed as a piece, not the piece. And with Bobby and Salvi, Vinny, India all under contract again next season, it would be very disappointed if Caglione is viewed as a savior opening day of 2026. Not when you have a future Hall of Famer like a guy in Salvador Perez, the captain. Salvi drives in the first run of the game tonight, plating Bobby Witt Jr. in the fourth. Salvi's now two RBIs away from matching the career total of Hall of Famer Joe Mauer. Yeah, Salvi's starting to get to the point on these lists, you know, when you're talking about just catchers, whether it's home runs or RBI or extra base hits, Salvi's getting to a place where he's now rubbing elbows with only Hall of Famers. Now, there are still the, you know, he just passed a Benito Santiago, Brian McCann's in the mix still. AJ Pierzynski had a lot of RBIs. So there are guys on the outside looking in of Cooperstown that he's contemporaries with as far as his career totals. But he's inching up there. Top 20, top 15. It's about to be just the best of the best behind the dish. And, well, that's where the great number 13 belongs. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Great job as always. Nice having you back for 2025. Nice having all of you back for 2025. We'll do it again tomorrow. 5:30 for the On Deck Show with Seth Lugo on the bump. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.